This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
India's benchmark Sensex share index hit an all-time high last week, boosted by the US taper plans and India politics. Was that irrational exuberance, or will we be seeing more of that come 2014?
I think it is quite premature to rejoice the fact that Narendra Modi-led NDA government will come to power in 2014. Given that Indian politics has always been complex and it's always surprised till the end. So the outcome based on the recent assembly election cannot be judged just now. And we feel, there is some amount of euphoria in the market, and market has run ahead of the real event, which is still around 5-6 months away. We still believe that, there will be more like a hung parliament in 2014. And therefore, it is a bit premature for the market to rise. Also, the fact that, the taper could be coming in another 3 to 6 months. And at that time, once again, India's foreign exchange situation will be tested because of the high current account deficit that it has. And, that again can give a lot of volatility to the market, which has been kind of ignored at this point of time.
Well, another bank expects India's IPO market to reopen next year if Indian stock valuations are sustained and as many major companies need equity injections. Are you equally optimistic, Jigar?
Not really, at least not for the first 6 months of the calendar year, because until the elections are over, the secondary markets are unlikely to surge. And, unless the secondary markets are in good shape, we cannot expect a lot of IPOs to come to the market. Even if you look at the recent history, I think very, very rare IPOs have been successful. And therefore, we are of the view that, IPOs, if at all, can only be successful after the first half of the calendar 2014.
Can and should long-term investors enter the India equity market for the long term? And if so, which sectors could see earnings growth?
We are still of the view that the economy is not out of the woods. It is still likely to grow at 5% or slightly below that for this fiscal. And any recovery will depend upon the change in the deceleration of the investment cycle. And that will again depend upon a lot of boost to the sentiment. We feel that in the current situation, which may last at least 1 year, the consumers and exporters are the best bet because they have been able to defy the slowdown. And particular sectors, which include, telecom, some of the consumer discretionary businesses, I think those media is another sector which has done reasonably well because of some of the structural reforms and adjustments. So those are the sectors which will continue to do well. Software is another sector which is doing very well because of the currency depreciation and recovery in the U.S. economy. So some of these sectors are, what we feel will continue to do well, and that is where the investors should bet.
Which are some of the stock picks within these sectors that you'd suggest?
The stocks that we feel will do very well in 2014 and our top picks include companies such as United Spirits and Tata Global Beverages in the consumer sector. In the consumer discretionary and exporters, we like Tata Motors, which is doing very well, courtesy Jaguar Land Rover. Then the other top pick includes in the software sector companies such as TCS, HCL Technologies. In media, we like Hathaway Cable and Datacom, PBR. So these are some of the top stock picks.
Thanks so much, Jigar Shah, Head of Research at Maybank Kim Eng, India.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.